The next director of the Central Intelligence Agency can't be sure exactly what his role will be. President Bush has nominated Porter Goss. He's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Right now, Goss and his fellow lawmakers are considering a proposal to create a national intelligence director. That person would supervise the CIA and other intelligence agencies in a manner that's still up for debate. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The recommendations of the 9/11 Commission have been widely praised in theory, but the reality of adopting them has given some lawmakers pause. Take the Commission's major proposal, creating a new National Intelligence Director to oversee operations now spread over 15 different agencies. Most of those agencies are in the Department of Defense, and members of the House Armed Services Committee were clearly worried yesterday about what the change might mean for the military. Committee Chairman Duncan Hunter cut to the chase. When he questioned 9/11 Commission Chairman Thomas Kane, he asked what was wrong with such Pentagon operations as the National Reconnaissance Office or the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Were there any failures with respect to those agencies in 9/11? Because part of your recommendation for reform does involve transferring control of those agencies from DOD to the National Intelligence Director.
Kane said there were no specific failures, but that the commission did find an overall lack of communication that prevented disruption of the 9/11 attacks. He said in 1998, former CIA Director George Tenet, who was nominally in charge of the nation's intelligence, issued a statement declaring an all-out war on al-Qaeda.
Nobody got it. Nobody got it in other agencies. Nobody got it even in some cases within the CIA. We can find no effect, basically, for that declaration of war.
That's why the commission has recommended a national intelligence coordinator who has some muscle, someone who can control intelligence budgets as well as the hiring and firing of key officials. The panel has proposed that that person, along with a new national counterterrorism center, be located inside the White House. But New Jersey Republican Jim Saxton questioned whether centralizing intelligence would be the most helpful thing for troops fighting on the ground.
It's extremely important for us in modern warfare, particularly in the war on terror, not only to have accurate pinpoint information on where the bad guys are, but also in a timely fashion because they move fast.
He said, for example, that special operations forces need almost instantaneous intelligence to be effective. 9/11 Commission Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton said the panel was largely concerned about better coordination and making sure that vital information doesn't fall through the cracks.
We did not intend to make any recommendation which would adversely impact the warfighter.
He said for the most part, agencies would continue to be able to use intelligence the way they always have. But the lawmakers' questions were a sign that changes to the intelligence community might not be enacted as quickly as some would like. President Bush has endorsed the concept of a national intelligence director, but without the budget and personnel powers envisioned by the 9/11 panel. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz told the Armed Services Committee that a lot depends on the details of how the new office is set up.
The commission correctly emphasized that we need to do a better job of sharing. But I think we'll make a mistake, particularly in an age of information technology and networking, if we think sharing information means pulling it all together in one central brain that then decides who gets to look at it.
Clearly, said Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton, many details still need to be worked out. He and Chairman Kane emphasized that structural changes alone won't do the trick, that the country also needs more and better trained intelligence analysts. They also said the United States has to rely more on diplomacy to improve U.S. relations with the Muslim world. But it's not clear how soon Congress will act, even as the administration has put some cities on a heightened state of alert. House Democrats yesterday asked President Bush to call Congress back from its summer recess to enact the commission's recommendations, but the president has said such a move is unnecessary. In announcing his selection yesterday of Porter Goss to head the CIA, the president said he looked forward to getting the Florida Republicans' advice on intelligence reform and on the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. The president might get a chance to hear some of that advice today. Goss heads the House Intelligence Committee, which is hearing from Hamilton and Kane. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.